of the things that I marvel at most is the amazing ability of some of radio's outstanding dramatic actresses. I mean their talent for being cool, perfectly normal human beings at one moment, and working themselves into all sorts of emotions as soon as they go on the air. Well, we've brought one of the best of these dramatic actresses of the air here this afternoon to tell you how she does this and to give you a few examples of her art. The young lady is Gertrude Warner, now starring five times a week in the dramatic serial Ellen Randolph, through the courtesy of the Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company. Miss Warner. Gertrude, one thing I think our radio audience would be interested in is this. When you throw yourself into an emotional role, do you let yourself go completely?
Well, no, Graham, I don't. I don't know how it is with other actresses, but as for myself, I feel that I must have my mind in control and be mentally clear. Otherwise, I can't enact a part intelligently. I myself am generally very nervous and keyed up before I start playing an emotional scene. I find I can do a better job that way. But I still have to have complete control over my emotions.
Do you mind giving us a demonstration, Gertrude, to show how radio actresses can go from one emotion to another?
Well, no, Graham.
Well, let's hear you give an example of, well, hysteria.
All right. In this little scene, a woman has been found with a gun in her hand beside the dead body of a friend of hers, of whom she was known to be jealous. A detective is giving her the third degree. She's rapidly losing control of her emotions. No. No, I didn't do it. I know it looks bad for me, but I didn't do it. I came in and saw her lying there on the floor. I picked up the gun and you found me that way. You don't believe me, do you? You think I killed her? Well, I didn't. I hated her enough to kill her. I'm glad she's dead. But I didn't kill her. I didn't do it, I tell you. I didn't. How's that, Graham?
It's all right, Gertrude. I believe you. You didn't do it. Now, how about an example of hate?
Well, here's one of hate and anger together. A woman asks a wife to give up her husband so that she can marry him. And this is the wife talking to the other woman. So, you want me to give up my husband so that you can marry him? As easy as all that. Well, if you think that just because Tom has lost his head over a little snip like you that I'm going to step out of his life just like that, you're wrong. Look at you. An overdressed, stupid, pasty-faced little girl wanting something else just because it doesn't belong to you. Well, you're not going to get it. Now get out of here. Get out of my house. And don't ever set foot in here again.
Okay, I'll leave. How about some happiness for a change? You dramatic actresses are happy once in a while, aren't you?
Oh, yes, Graham. Generally, whenever we get a part that lets us be miserable. But here's a happy scene. A brother has just told his sister, a poor young girl, that she's won $50,000 on a sweepstakes ticket. Oh, you're fooling. But don't tease me. Now stop it. I don't believe a word of it. In the papers? Where? Why, Jack, it's real. I've won it. Why, I'm a millionaire. I can get that coat for Mother and new furniture and an automobile and toys for Bobby. I can even give up my job. I can travel. Jack, I'm going to Bermuda. I've always dreamed that someday I'd go there, but this time I'm going. And maybe I'll meet someone there I like. And maybe there'll be a moon, and maybe... Oh, I'm rich!
Gertrude, could you slip me a buck until tomorrow?
Well, not until I cash this ticket.
I see. And right now, Gertrude, do you feel any of those emotions you went through? Hate, happiness, or hysteria?
No, Graham. I just feel perfectly normal.
Ain't radio wonderful? Well, thank you, Gertrude Warner. Thank you.